Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions, and looks like we're about to end 2014, and we'll be entering 2015 here in a few days, and I hope everybody is ready to face a new beginning, and I mean in a large quantity of people. And I'd like to briefly talk about what a Shemitah is, and it's a wake call. It's a wake-up call. It's sounding the alarm. It was done in the ancient days. They would not plant in a Shemitah year. They would let the land rest. Well, we stopped doing that and wonder why we don't have nutrients. Okay, but to look to God's word, you know, we are to Psalm 102, verse 13, we will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her is the set time has come. And that's the miracle of a Shemitah. And if you are connected, spiritually connected, but you will see disturbing signs in the world, like we have been seeing people burned alive and all these hard things. It's a time to pray. It's a time to put God first. And then we enter 2015. We're entering a jubilee, which is every 50 years. And for believers, that can be a real celebration, a blessed time. The scripture says, at the right hand of God, there are pleasures. And these are pleasures beyond what our physical life knows as pleasures. And tonight, I would really like to help. The last two shows have been a preparation for people to admit things that they're struggling with, get help, but shame and fear and guilt and all those things get in the way. But tonight, if you don't hear anything else from me, I want you to have faith in God. Because in Mark 11, 22 and 24, it says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, the mountain is the problem, instead of focusing on the mountain, you remove the mountain. Be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. And doubt is what stops us. In his heart he shall believe. These things that he saith shall come to pass, and you shall have whatever is said. Mark 11, 22 and 24. That's our scripture for tonight. And Father God, I ask for your inspiration by the Holy Spirit for each and every person calling to give what is needed to be known and not what we wish, in Jesus' name. Okay, we have a caller here with a question. I'm going to take this call now. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to get a 2015 forecast.
Okay, what I need is your month and day of your, not the year, just month and day.
January 21st.
1/21. Okay, 2015. Wow, this is going to be a lot of change for you. You have a lot of completion as an individual. And you probably were faced with your worst fears here in 2014. You will see a lot of fulfillment, completion in 2015.
Okay.
Because you come out of 12, and that is breaks down to a 3. So a 3 is completion. It's completion of a cycle. It's also the joy of living. And you may have been struggling for a long time in your life, and you may have come a long road, but your central focus is the scripture I gave tonight. You just keep saying that over your life. For if you don't doubt in your heart, the things that are said tonight can happen. So 3 is a joyful living. It's fulfillment. It's fulfillment of your heart's desire. It's warm. It's friendly. It's a welcome welcome break in your life.
Okay.
Now, the first month of the year, January, is the shadow, is a shadow of 2014. It's kind of, if we don't sort it out here by the end of the year, it can be a clearing. Maybe it's something we don't even recognize or don't want to recognize. And so you'll see in that shadow that don't fall into that negative, because you're going to be delighted with the joy of living if you allow yourself to receive it. God wants to bless you and give you your heart's desire. Psalm 37, that's what the Spirit's giving me right now for you. So you can read that. And the one particular scripture is, He will give you the desires of your heart.
Okay.
But it's your time.
All right,
it's your time. So now you also have a three destiny this year. So your destiny is formed by your month and the day and the current year, not your birth year. That gives the pentacle for the year. So your things that have been you're in your heart's desire for maybe even 9 years, it says, in my ephemeris here, and I'm using the secrets of numbers. And so this is you're at a potential peak here, and it's very important how you think, you know, because what we think is what we are, and that's how we act. And we create it. You know, God, heaven allows what we allow. God does not look upon all these controversial subjects like, you know, adultery and all that. Jesus blood covers that. Doesn't mean that we have a license to sin, but it means that if you will trust in His grace, God's grace, and allow Him to change you. But it means surrendering. It means surrendering to Him. And the devil's going to work through thoughts. He's going to say, yeah, well, where is it at? Why isn't it happening? And all this other stuff. And then we give in to it, and we stay stuck. So you're at a peak, and you're about ready. It's like the Fool card in the tarot. He's standing on a peak, and he's getting ready to step off into a different life. And if he fears it, he'll stay stuck at that peak. But if he accepts it and goes through it, then you can have your heart's desire and promotion in your career and better finances. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Can you give me an overview of 2015?
I sure can. Can I get from you the month and date of your birthday, please? Just the month.
Yeah,
whatever month and what day.
7/28.
The 28th of what month?
July.
Okay.
July.
Okay. All right, well, 2015 is an 8-year. An 8-year means new beginnings. It also means better money, too. And your 28 comes down to a 10, and your 7. So you're a double 8 this year. You are a double 8. I am, too, and I'm just absolutely thrilled about it because that means double for your trouble.
Oh, really? Yeah.
it does. It really means double for all the trouble and pain that you've had. God would like to, he talks about it in Isaiah, he'll restore the years that the locusts have eaten. That means all the negative energy that we've gone through and all the bad things that have been taken from us will be restored to us. The book of Job, you know, Job was blessed in the latter part of his life more than the first part of his life. And he was tested to the max, which means that we could be tested to the max. Everything that you read in the Bible is something that can happen to you. When you understand it from a metaphysical standpoint, a spiritual standpoint, I mean, the Bible has been manipulated with, religion's been manipulated with, But it was all a process that had to occur to get to the truth. And the truth is that God wants a personal relationship with people. It's not always by tradition or what man says. So you have a lot of secret forces that will give you a quiet strength. When you get upset, you need to find your center. This is a year that you can really, you can get out of debt. You can have prosperity. You can have better health. But you again have to believe that you can receive it. You know, sometimes we listen to that spirit of condemnation, that spirit that tells us, oh, you know, remind you of every little thing you've ever done. Well, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God made a sea of forgetfulness in the book of Micah, and he takes our sins and he buries them. We're the ones that dig them up and keep fighting. The battlefield is in our minds. And we need to master our thought life and our emotions. And that's, you know, you're going to, there is the first part of your year is finishing up learning lessons. But January seems to be a strong month for that. But I think April of 2015, you will not only be able to see better, and this goes for your family too. When God blesses you, he blesses your children. There are, I forget, hundreds of I don't know how many exactly, but I know, I think over 100 promises in the Bible to save our children. So especially if we're faithful and dedicated, and all you need to do is believe. You don't have to believe what I'm saying. Believe the word of God. And God wants to bless us. And it's Jesus finished the work for us. He took all the sins upon him on the cross, and we've got to stop listening to the spirit of condemnation, beating ourselves up, getting afraid, and playing that mental game with the devil. Okay?
Okay. That sounds
good. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, so again, this is a good year for, we're going to have another blood moon in 2015 on feast holidays, and so it's a very spiritual time. It started in 2014, and we were forced to look at ourselves. It was a 7 year, in a 7 year, you sometimes have a strong spiritual calling, but it's a year of introspection, and it makes you, even the planets lined up with this and was forcing us to look at stuff. Just like, you know, we can't stick our head in the sand about what's going on in the world. We need to be very alert, not that you, and trust in God, you know, put God first in the Shemitah year, and nothing bad can happen to you. You know, and plead the blood over your home, over your soul, and nothing will come. Hello? Okay, it's seeing I don't have, okay, all right, I get it. Okay, we have another caller here, so... Hi, you're on the air. Hello. I want to tell everybody, it sounds to me like they're going to cut us off in 60 seconds. I booked an hour and a half. I'm not sure what's happened here. So I'm going to try to get people on if I can. And I'm going to see if I can straighten this out. Hi, you're on the air. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. Let's try this one.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, we may get cut off. I'm not sure what's happening here, but it says I'm going to get cut off in 19 seconds. So what's your question? Just your overview?
I'm trying to get a forecast for my 216.
Okay. 2:16. Okay. Well, you're an 8 too. You can figure out a 17, and so you've got a double for your trouble. I got that too. I'm really excited about it because it means that we've been come a long, long road.
Oh yeah.
And now we're really going to see the harvest. And it's hard to, when you've come a long, long road like that, to actually believe, you know, you're pinching yourself. This really is happening for me. But your natural tendencies will be to probably better yourself.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, and you desire the truth in all areas of your life, and you're going to be very very observant. You're very observant, especially in relationship. You know, but this is the year that you will find a very deep individual, and you guys will get into to the real self, you know, the secret self, that which we protect. You know, we enter into relationship kind of looking through binoculars or glasses, you know, we're just not real sure, you know, testing out the waters and that kind of thing, and because of past issues. But on this one, you're going to both just really pull out each other, the true self that's been beat down, pushed aside, doesn't believe it can exist, and fearful. And fear is the biggest thing. Don't fear the enemy of our souls. You know, Jesus defeated him 2,000 years ago, but he enters the suggestion. You know, he'll say something like, well, if God loves you, why are you in this predicament? Like, if you saw the new movie Jesus, it's a little different version, and he flashed all these things, and he kept showing him, look, they don't even believe in you in the future. And he was trying to, you know, knock you down, make you feel like that you can't have it or it's not true. So that's your challenge, but your life should improve. The first year, the month of the year, is a shadow. It's kind of, you'll get rid of all of us will. We'll kind of sort out things. And things in the world can be very, very, very challenging like they are now, but it won't affect us if we are working on believing and trusting, putting God first in our lives. It will be a fantastic year. And you have the potential to meet someone very special who will promote you so that you can go higher for something that you want in your career.
Okay.
And be supported through that.
Okay.
Okay?
Nice.
Thank you for calling.
You.
Uh-huh. God bless.
God bless. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? All right. Well, we don't seem to have any callers at the moment, so I, again, would like to talk to you about a Shemitah year. And basically boiling it down is putting God first and trusting him for prosperity in a broken world, trusting him to repair a broken world. And, you know, things can happen in the world, like there was a Shemitah alarm on September the 11th, 2001, and it was the start of a Shemitah year. And the four blood moons, once again, are signs in the heavens of miracles in the sky. There are alarms that we cannot afford to miss. And I think our country, the United States of America, has gotten too prideful, and we're saying to ourselves, God has forgotten us, or how could a loving God let things like, because heaven allows what we allow. He doesn't go into the world system. The world system is the world system, and God's government is God's government. He doesn't look at what's going on. We create our world by the way we think. Proverbs 27, as a man thinketh within, so is he. So, and that's how we act. And we have thinking that God has forgotten us, and there's a controversy about even what can be said and done at public places now. And God wants an intimate relationship with each and every one of us, and it's just as easy as calling on his name and allowing the Holy Spirit to change us. We can't do it ourselves. When we think that we can do it ourselves, we're going to be trapped in the old letter of the law and still continue to go around the same old mountain. You have to come out from doing that. Jesus said to us, love God and love your neighbor. You know, and the high priest would blow his trumpet from the temple in Jerusalem, and the sound would echo off the mountain and down the valley. And I've read that when men heard the alarm, they would gather a shofar and blow it so as to sound the alarm to others further away. And they would blow it into caves and tunnels, and so that no one would be missed, that God had an appointment for them. And God's appointment with us, as you know, is on the three main feast days, Passover, Pentecost, and the Atonement, which is the Feast of Trumpets. And we need to know that God is giving us heavenly signs. He, you know, all through Scripture you can read where, you know, in the Old Testament they begged him to come down. Well, he did. He came down as his only begotten son, and that's Jesus, and came to this earth. Okay, I have a caller here. Let's see if I can get them on. Hello? Okay. Nope. Okay, so I really think it's a time for us to pray, and I think it's a time for us to accept our issues, what we're doing to block ourselves, which is disbelief, harboring hatred and resentment towards anybody will keep you stuck. You have to get those things out of your heart and let them go, not carry them anymore, especially in 2015. An 8-year is a new beginning. It's a time of prosperity. It's a time of learning. I mean, you can better yourself. It's a good time to go to school. And your central focus should be you will see that you can have the satisfaction of your material world and the power which comes with it to mastery. You know, you have to realize what money's for. Money's to further the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to live the abundant life that Christ died to give us, and to be able to give to others, be able to, and it has to be in a practical, down-to-earth manner. And people that are in an 8-year have organizational abilities. Your skills to organize are increased, and your ability to solve problems. And you have to realize that God always gives you something to begin your future. You know, David had a slingshot, and he created a victory over the giant Goliath. The widow had a meal to invest in the man of God. And we all have something, and we have to look for it. And you know, something that you already possess is the key to your future. It may be knowledge, money, skills, or ideas, insights, and concepts, but you already have enough to create your future. It's been deposited in your spirit by the Holy Spirit, and God wants you to have a new beginning. That's why we need to leave our past behind and walk in faith. And not by how things look. That's what that scripture says. Walk in faith and not by sight. And not by the way that it feels, not by the way that it looks, but in faith in God. Have faith in God. That's our big thing to begin 2015 with, is believe that God loves you. If you can just believe that God loves you. God loves you. I'm here to tell you that he loves you. He asked me to do this radio show here in these last days, and I think that I deal with enlightened people. I think that there's the little church, it's called, the few, that many are called but few are chosen, and I feel that I deal with people that are chosen for specific things, and that they're brought into my into my life and into my ministry, and I praise God that I have the ability to do this, and it is my heart's desire, and more than it's my heart's desire, it's God's heart's desire that people will accept the truth. And it's hard because we've been taught a lot of wrong things. There are people out there today that are just using God's feasts and his word and to capitalize on, and we need to understand that money is to be able to love people and not the love of money and use people. God wants to give to people that are going to be joyful givers and want to I don't know how you could hold on to this truth and not share it. It's a finished work. It's in our spirit, and we access it by our faith. It's all unto us and how we believe. And I just praise God that and hope that people will release their past and their bondage and accept this new beginning and will walk into this success, because it can be a very successful year this year. And it can be very rewarding. So we need to accept that, be willing to take a step forward. You know, people ask me about tithing. And tithing is not just money, although a lot of people capitalize on that concept. It is money. I mean, it includes money because it takes money to be able to reach people. It takes money to be on radio. It takes money to be on TV. It takes money to make money. So money is important, but it's not the only factor. Giving of your talent. Like, we were very fortunate on the last radio show to have Julie donate her time, and she's willing to come on again. But it seemed like we had a lot of listeners and nobody. That's fear. That's fear that's keeping you stuck where you are. And we want to be released of that. We want to be released of that fear. And fear is probably one of the hardest things to conquer in our life, you know, because things look fearful. Look how things look in the world right now. It's just, you know, really sad how people have no thought for human life and setting people on fire and beheading people. And this is a time in which we're living. We can't stick our head in the sand and say it doesn't exist. But an 8 destiny, which is our destiny, and 2 degrees, like I had a couple people that were double eights tonight, which I also am a double eight, looking forward to it. An 8 destiny is financial success and personal power. And the personal power is being able to overcome things that you haven't been able to overcome for years, maybe. But you got to recognize them. You know, if you got your head stuck in sand, you're in denial, you can't. You have to be able to face things. You will have many opportunities to take charge of your life and bring in organization and feel like that you're in control of your life. That all can happen in 8 years. And what's our part is to do our part. And what is our part? Renew our minds. You know, get rid of that stinking thinking, that stuff from the past that we've been carrying around for years, or maybe somebody's instilled in us, you know. I do want to bring Julie on again so that we can, maybe she can answer things that, you know, she's licensed and she's educated and she definitely specializes in PTSD, trauma, grieving. And I liked some of the projects that she's working on, and I think she's a very valuable person that the Lord has brought into my life, and I'm grateful for it. And I will schedule a show in January with her on again. And we will not identify any callers. We will not identify them, so you can feel safe in saying what you want to or asking what you want to. You also, in an 8 year, be able to release or receive incredible power. And the scripture says, behold, which means to look at this. I give you power to tread on scorpions and serpents and all the power of the enemy. So we could actually finally get out of our rut if we would just receive the power. You have to, a lot of people are good listeners, good doers, but they are not good receivers because they listen to that spirit of condemnation that tells you that you're not worthy. Why haven't you had it all this time? You're no good. Look what you did. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. That is a liar. The devil is a liar. Okay. So you can actually move your position of what you're in now into having more control over your life. And you can develop incredible physical stamina. That means your health can improve. You know, I trust God. I've been led to a lot of good things that have been. I've went to the doctor. I'm not ruling out going to the doctor. I think people should have an annual physical every year and see where they're at with their blood work and listen to what your physician tells you. But the Holy Spirit has led me to some things that fell in with what the doctor told me, like helping to calm myself, and I love my eucalyptus from Bath and Body that helps you clear your mind and helps you to make strengthens your mind, and it's a stress factor. We need to learn to manage stress. Dr. Oz talks about that on his show, and stress is a silent killer. And how does it start? It starts with that battlefield in your mind, with that internal turmoil. Now, our part is we must be willing to work hard and to think clearly and take advantage of opportunities that come our way. And sometimes we're running around so scared that we're in a cave and we miss many opportunities that the universe wants to give us. And I think a good exercise in a Shemitah year would be easy as this. It's easy as this. Before you put your feet out on the floor, is get up, and when you wake up, is say, I know you love me, God, and I love you. Put your feet on the floor and begin your day. We don't have to make long, contentious prayers or do rituals. We can just talk to him like he's our best friend. Jesus is your best friend, and you just tell him you love him and thank him for what he did, and it's a finished work, and this will help you to develop faith to access the things that are deposited in your spirit. When you accepted Christ as your Savior, your spirit was made perfect. Your body and your mind remain the same. It's our job to master the mind first, and then the body will come into subjection. It'll just flow right in. You'll start thinking healthy, being healthy, doing healthy things. And this is a year where you can actually lose weight, eat healthy, and overcome those areas. But you must be willing to do your part. And if you follow the rhythm of an 8-year, you will see things get very good in your life, and you'll be able to analyze things better. You'll be able to judge situations better. You will be able to organize better and make decisions that are fair. And you will develop a sense of fairness. And so these are the things that are potentially for us in an 8-year and are available to us, so we can enjoy the fruits of this year of 2015. The first 3 months of 2015 is the transition, and I will do another show after that. I do a show with Julie along towards the end of that first 3 months, because the first 3 months is critical. And the first month is a shadow, like I said, of last year. But the first month is very valuable. The Bible talks clearly about first things first. What you do in the first month can determine what the rest of the year is going to be. So you want to give your best and put your best foot forward and serve God and put Him first. And that way you can enjoy the benefits of this year. All right, I want to close this with a prayer now. And I say, Father God, I ask you to bless each and every caller that called in tonight. And I pray for your Holy Spirit to guide each and every one of us as we surrender our lives to you. And we ask you to help us to stay strong in your word and renew our minds. And it can only be done by your grace. So we can come boldly before the throne of grace and mercy and ask for mercy. We pray for our country. We pray for our military. I pray for law enforcement. I pray for the organization and structure of peaceful living. And there are some people who do not choose to live peacefully. And I know that there is a 10% or less, Lord, in everything that could be driven by greed, hatred, and anger. And we pray for those people tonight, because living with you is better. One day in the courts of your house could create miraculous living. And we praise you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. And in his name we pray. Amen. Thank you for calling and tuning in. And I hope everyone has a very safe New Year's. And we'll see you in January. God bless. Goodbye.